Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Thursday, March 28th, and we start with local news. The Columbia Police Department is trying to locate a 15-year-old runaway juvenile, Aiden Blake Ramey Northrup. Aiden was last seen on March 26 in the area of Quail Run Way. Aiden is 5 feet 11 inches tall and weighs 140 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. He was last seen wearing a white shirt, black shorts, white and black Nike shoes, and a black backpack. Any person with additional information that may assist in this or any other investigation is encouraged to contact Columbia Police Department Dispatch 24 hours a day at 931-388-2727, Maury County Crime Stoppers at 931-381-4900, or Columbia Police Safe Tip email to safetips@columbiatn.com. A former corrections officer with the Maury County Jail, James Stewart Justice, was sentenced on Friday, March 15th to 15 months in prison and 1 year of supervised release. A federal jury previously convicted Justice of falsifying a record in a federal civil rights investigation for a report he wrote in response to allegations that he had sexually abused an inmate in his custody. Corrections officers are entrusted with immense power over the inmates in their care. The vast majority of them carry out their important jobs with honor and integrity, said United States Attorney Henry C. Leventis for the Middle District of Tennessee. This prosecution and the sentence imposed last week, however, should serve as a reminder that we will not hesitate to hold corrections officers accountable when they violate the law and the public trust, he said. This defendant abused his authority as a corrections officer to cover up allegations of sexual misconduct, said Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. Law enforcement officers who oversee our jails and prisons have a responsibility to protect people in their custody. Officers must treat allegations of sexual misconduct seriously and document them carefully. We will continue holding officers accountable when they abuse their position of power to cover up their unlawful conduct, she said. This sentence is the result of relentless efforts by the FBI to bring to justice corrections personnel who abuse their position of trust, said Special Agent in Charge Douglas S. DePodesta of the FBI Memphis Field Office. The FBI will continue to work with our partners to ensure the physical safety and civil rights of all individuals and ensure that any public servant who abuses their authority is held accountable. According to court documents, the defendant, formerly known as James Stewart Thomas, wrote an official report for the Maury County Jail in response to allegations that he had sexually abused an inmate he had guarded in a hospital room while the inmate recovered from major surgery. In his report, Justice falsely claimed that he had reported to two Maury County Jail supervisors that an inmate had made sexual advances toward him while the inmate was in his custody at the hospital, falsely claimed that those two Maury County Jail supervisors both advised him not to write a report about the inmate's alleged sexual advances, and omitted a claim he later made to criminal investigators that he had a sexual relationship with the inmate after the inmate's release from custody. The FBI Memphis Field Office, Nashville Resident Agency, investigated the case. Assistant U.S. Attorney Amanda J. Klopp from the Middle District of Tennessee and trial attorney Kyle Boynton of the Civil Rights Division prosecuted the case. The Maury County Fire Department and other first responders are finding themselves credited as heroes after recently rescuing a man who is buried alive as the result of a landslide accident. According to a press release from Maury County Fire Department, the department responded on Tuesday, March 19th, to a mutual aid call from Lewis County on Keg Springs Road in the Hampshire community. The Lewis County and Hohenwald Fire Departments had discovered the face of a chert pit had collapsed onto a backhoe, almost completely burying it and its operator. First responders were able to make verbal contact with the backhoe operator, who had been buried for approximately 12 hours before being found by family members who became concerned when they could not reach him by phone. It was an open station piece of equipment, and there was just a small pocket, and that's where his head was. The rest of his body was completely covered in dirt, Maury County Fire Department Deputy Chief Richard Schatz said. Only part of the backhoe's roof was visible, along with a man's head and one arm. Officials lowered a pipe into the void area to provide fresh air during the rescue. Two civilians provided backhoes, while Hohenwald Utilities and Murray County Highway Department each provided excavators to help dig the man out. Murray, Lewis, and Hohenwald Fire Department members also formed a bucket brigade to remove dirt from around the buried backhoe. The Spring Hill Fire Department provided a trench trailer and additional manpower, which was used when initial responders became exhausted by the length of the rescue. Officials with the Murray County Office of Emergency Management handled air monitoring to ensure the heavy equipment was not emitting carbon dioxide into the area where the victim was stuck. OEM also provided lumber for shoring up areas as needed. In addition, Murray County EMS paramedics provided oxygen and advanced life support care to the victim. After removing enough dirt to clear the sides of the backhoe, the roof was cut off with a rotary saw and removed by the Murray County Highway Department. The victim was then successfully extracted and taken to a Vanderbilt University Medical Center Life Flight helicopter. Updates on his condition were not immediately available, but the man was reported to be conscious and talking to first responders throughout the rescue. The tremendous skill and precision displayed by these heavy equipment operators was pivotal to the successful outcome of this incident, Murray County Fire Department said in a statement. We appreciate the great working relationships with our emergency service and public works partners who all came together to ensure a successful rescue of a high-risk, low-frequency event. Yesterday, Unali Park Recreation Area held the groundbreaking for their archery range and new shelter. Front Porch Radio's Mary Susan Kennedy attended the opening and spoke to Murray County Parks Director Al Ray and Clint Owen, president of the Columbia Breakfast Rotary, to learn more.
This is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio, and this morning I'm at the Unali Park speaking with Al Ray, the director of Murray County Parks and Recreation, and Clint Owens, the president of the Columbia Breakfast Rotary Club. Clint, I'm going to let you tell everybody what we're here for.
Hey, Mary Susan. Yes, we're here today to kind of do the groundbreaking of the Unali Archery Range that we're going to have built this upcoming week.
That's great. I understand the Columbia Breakfast Rotary is sponsoring the construction of a shelter. Tell us about the shelter.
Yes. So Unali's had an archery range here for, I guess, the last year or so, but we saw a need for a shelter. So we're pulled together as a club to build the shelter again over the next couple of weeks.
Yep. That's wonderful. And Al, tell us what this will mean for the Unali Park.
Well, as we developed the park, TWRA partnered with us to build the archery range. Now Rotary's come to build a shelter for it to provide shade and an amenity that is needed here. And that's how much of our stuff happens, is partnership and collaborations with people like the Breakfast Rotary who see a project, a need, and likewise TWRA. So between us, we make this happen, and we're very appreciative for it.
That's very exciting. And tell everyone where Unali Park is located.
Okay, the address for navigation purposes is 922 Ironbridge Road. Goes downtown and it comes out this way to where we are, which would be going east on Ironbridge Road. And as soon as you turn, you cross the river and your boat ramp to your right, TWRA boat ramp. Well, the next thing to the right is the entrance to the park. So it's really easy to find and it's very close downtown, actually.
It's super convenient. I spend a lot of time out here on the hiking trail and it looks like I'm going to be spending time out here at the archery range as well. I'd also like to introduce Samuel Kennedy, perhaps a future archer. Samuel, do you like to shoot bows and arrows?
Yeah.
What do you think? Would this be a fun place to come learn how to better shoot a bow and arrow?
Yes, ma'am. Very fun.
I think you'll do great. Again, this is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio.
Spring Hill's Town Center Redevelopment Committee, a group formed in 2019 with the intent to revitalize and preserve one of Spring Hill's oldest districts, presented its latest findings and updates to the city's planning commission on Monday. The committee discussed three different character areas in Spring Hill and how to connect them with common threads. When we started this project, we realized that we had three distinctive character areas, which contained a different part of our history, Spring Hill Historical Commission Chair and committee member Alicia Fitz said. Old Town is essentially from Kedron to Duplex with a block or two to the west side, Town Center, which is where we are at now, is Chapter 2, she said. The third character area encompasses what will become the Kedron Square mixed-use development located at the former Tennessee Children's Home property. The concept is that we have these different parts of our history, and if we can find a way to connect them with common threads, then it doesn't quite look so crazy, Fitz said. Old Town probably has the most challenges, since it is the oldest part of our town. The group's latest project has been developing a long-term development plan, which was done in partnership with CT Consultants in 2022. One of the initial goals regarding Town Center's long-term plan is getting other city departments involved, Fitz said. Part of what we are trying to do in looking at stakeholder information is tying it together, like, for example, with parks and rec and having a greenway, which feeds into the pedestrian walkability kind of setup, Fitz said. Options for funding could include applying for grant funding. I think the group understands that the community does want a place to gather, want it to be a safe and can promote economic development, Town Center Committee Chairman Bill Benedict said. After living in Spring Hill for 20 years, I can say that I know where its soul is, but I just don't know where its heart is, he said. While the heart of the project lies along the Main Street corridor as a district, improvements would also be focused on side streets such as School Street, Spruce Street, and Mclemore Avenue, and local neighborhoods. Improvements would include street lighting, retail space, parking, underground utilities, and signage. The city is also in talks to purchase the Ferguson Hall property for future restoration, which Fitz said would provide a proper anchor for the district. This plan is intended to be fluid, and there will be a lot of things happening over time in this area, Fitz said. This plan is intended to give us guardrails and to be flexible enough to tweak it as things modify in the Old Town area. When it came back to feedback from city planners, the general consensus was supportive, but also that more work lies ahead. I'm really encouraged by what's been put together. It's really trailblazing work, very good work, and I'm impressed, Commissioner Jonathan Duda said. Duda added that adopting an official revitalization plan puts the city in good standing for grant eligibility through resources like the Tennessee Department of Transportation. You are demonstrating that you've got the political will of the body and that their funds can be put into action, whether that's further design or working with other aspects, Duda said. No votes were taken Monday regarding adopting the Town Center long-term plan. The plan will be presented to the Board of Mayor and Aldermen at a later time, who will hold authority over the final vote. Monday's Town Center discussion, which lasted about an hour, can be viewed in full online via Spring Hill's homepage at www.springhilltn.com. A new business opened in downtown Spring Hill yesterday. WKOM WKRM's Delk Kennedy stopped by Simple Beauty to see what the new shop has to offer.
This is Delk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. This afternoon, I am in Spring Hill, Tennessee, downtown Spring Hill. As a matter of fact, I'm at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Simple Beauty by Gina, and I'm talking to Gina. Gina, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so excited for everybody to be here.
Tell me what Simple Beauty is all about.
Well, I'm for all the ladies. I do facials, brows, makeup right here in Spring Hill, Tennessee. So I'm really excited. This is my brand new location at my Mom and Me Salon.
And I've been inside. It's gorgeous in there. I mean, it looks like something for the ladies for sure. But
yes.
Men
too. Men can get facials, and we do brow shaping. Again, I do makeup for events and weddings, photography. So I've been 22 years in the business, and I'm really excited to be here.
Wow, that's fantastic. To learn more, where do people go? Do you have a website, Facebook page?
Yes, the best place to find me is Gina's Simple Beauty, all one word, on Instagram. You can see all my work, you can see prices, you can book right there on the Instagram page.
Now, is this by appointment or walk-in?
By appointment only, yes.
Okay, and what are your days and hours?
I'm pretty much here every day except Sunday.
There we go. Again, Delk Kennedy at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Gina's Simple Beauty in downtown Spring Hill, Tennessee. I've been talking with Gina. And once again, Gina, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks.
Thank you.
Town Coffee in North Columbia held a ribbon cutting at their new location in Columbia. Our own Delk Kennedy attended the grand opening and spoke to proprietors Betsy and David Wood to hear about what cuisine and coffee they offer.
This is Delk Kennedy from Porch Radio. This afternoon, I'm in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Town Coffee. The sign on the wall says caffeine and cuisine, the perfect blend turns three. Betsy Wood, what's that about?
Hi, Delk. It's nice to be here, and I'm glad to be talking to you. It is about our third anniversary and our ribbon cutting. So we opened 3 years ago this week, and then today we had our ribbon cutting for our new location here in Columbia, 1201 North Commerce Court.
That is fabulous. And David Wood, her husband, is the chef here, I understand. David, what do you offer here? Coffee, I'm sure, and what else?
Well, we do a full breakfast and a full lunch with some surprises and treats to go with it. Everything from steak sandwiches to quiche and avocado toast. So something to offer just about everybody.
That's amazing. And David, tell me about the coffee.
The coffee is actually imported from New Jersey, of all places. It is the smoothest coffee I have ever drank in my life.
And I understand you offer catering here at Town Coffee.
Yes, if you have a small group or even a medium group that you need some lunch for or even some breakfast, give us a call and we'll see what we can arrange for you.
That's amazing. All right, now, if people want to learn more about Town Coffee here in Columbia, it's your new location, where do they go?
They go to www.towncoffee.com. That's T-O-W-N-E, coffee.com.
And I understand you've got takeout and drive-in as well.
Yes, you can call in your order and pick it up in the drive-thru, and you can also order online and pick it up in the drive-thru. And you can get to our online ordering system through towncoffee.com.
That's absolutely amazing. Talk about your days and hours.
We are open Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 4 p.m., and then Saturday from 7 to 2.
All right. Accessible by takeout, drive-in, online. Or come in and just enjoy the atmosphere. It's most pleasant in here, folks. It's light and it's airy. The decor is pleasant. I think that's the way I would describe it. And so check out Town Coffee and give us that website one more time, Betsy.
www.towncoffee.com.
For more information on all of the above, again, Delk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio, at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Town Coffee on the Nashville Highway right here in Columbia, Tennessee. Betsy, David, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Delk.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Sue White Harlan, 90. A resident of Roberts Bend Road, died March 25th at Poplar Estates Assisted Living in Columbia. Funeral services will be conducted on Friday, March 29th at 10 a.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Burial will follow in Rose Hill Cemetery. The family will visit with friends on Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Maury County families in the ways they prefer. And why the way you feel has always been so important to Susie and Tony Sowell.
When people come here, I hope they feel like they're working with a person who's just like family. And by the time they leave here, I hope they feel like they're a part of our family.
What I like most is when a family is leaving, they can say thanks. You made something we thought would be hard easier than we thought it would be. Not that we made it easy, we made it easier.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have lots of sunshine today with a high of around 64 degrees. Winds will be out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, we will expect clear skies and a low of 36 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover more news from right here in your hometown. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. and it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Are you a homeowner looking to unlock the potential of your home equity? Explore a home equity loan with First Farmers. Hi, this is Felicia Brown with First Farmers, and we would like to invite you to access funds with a home equity loan. For home improvements, invest in education, or simplify your finances, you can make your dreams a reality with the power of your home equity. Get started today. Apply online at myfirstfarmers.com or call to speak with one of our team specialists at 1-800-882-8378. Equal Housing Lender.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Your home is your biggest investment. Getting the most for it when it comes time to sell is important. At The Way Realty, we help you get more by providing all our clients with a full-service real estate company. At no extra cost to you, we help you prepare your house to look its best with home staging, landscaping, professional pictures, marketing on all the major websites, touch-up repairs, and home inspection repairs up to $700. Get more with The Way Realty by reaching out to us to see what we can do for you and to find out the market value of your home. Visit us today at thewayrealtytn.com. Call us at 931-580-4669 or stop by our showroom at 800 Hatcher Lane, Columbia, Tennessee.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. This program is sponsored in part by George Vrilis and the great team at The Way Realty. I'm Tom Price. And now more local news. Yesterday, Fire Station Number 3 was dedicated and named in honor of the late Columbia Mayor Barbara McIntyre. Front Porch Radio's Delk Kennedy attended the dedication ceremony and spoke to former Vice Mayor Krista Martin about Mayor McIntyre's legacy.
This is Delk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. This afternoon, I am at Columbia Fire Station Number 3 on the Bear Creek Pike. I've just witnessed a ceremony where Mayor Chaz Mulder and other city officials have dedicated Fire Station 3 to the memory of former Columbia Mayor Barbara McIntyre. A plaque has been unveiled. We've heard from the family. We've heard reminiscences about Mayor McIntyre. I'm speaking with former Vice Mayor Krista Martin, who worked with Mayor McIntyre as a council member and vice mayor for many years. Krista, tell us about Barbara McIntyre's legacy and your memory of her.
Barbara McIntyre is the kind of person that every city wants to claim. She is gregarious. She is outgoing. She is city focused. Everybody has a place on her calendar. You didn't have to make an appointment 6 weeks ahead of time. You called and they got you in because she wanted to hear from the people. Barbara McIntyre cared about Columbia, Tennessee, and having this fire hall named after her is the most befitting thing because she loved safety services and she promoted them, and we passed legislation and budgets that included them very highly in the budget.
Wow. Vice Mayor Krista Martin, and how many years did you serve with her as a council member while she was mayor, your vice mayor, and council member?
So from 1992 until she retired from city council. So probably about maybe 14 years, I think, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
And you told the story today of how she personally recruited you to run for city council.
Exactly. Lee, her daughter, and I went to high school together, went to middle school together. And so I have known Barbara for many, many years. And when she had a city council member who had been elected in January and then decided in June that he didn't want to be on city council, she came looking for me because I was very active on 10 boards and committees in the city of Columbia. And that's how she found me and talked with President Sands to see if I could be an appointee for the unexpired term and then ran for office after that.
Yeah, of course, President Sands was the president of Columbia State Community College, which has been your day job all these years.
That has been my day job for 45 years. So, yeah, have had presidents who allowed me to take annual leave whenever I needed to do something with the city of Columbia. And I just appreciate them and knowing how much government supports higher education and letting me be involved in the local community service as far as being a public servant.
All fascinating. Again, Delk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. I've been speaking with former Vice Mayor of Columbia, Krista Martin, and she's been speaking about her memories of Barbara McIntyre, because this afternoon, Mayor Mulder and city officials have dedicated Fire Station Number 3 to the memory of Barbara McIntyre, and a plaque has been unveiled. It's been a wonderful afternoon, a beautiful afternoon, and as Krista Martin says, a befitting honor for former Mayor McIntyre.
Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Living with a worn joint can be painful and frustrating. Leave your joint pain in the past with a joint replacement procedure at Murray Regional Health. Our joint replacement program has been recognized in the top 10% of the nation for medical excellence and patient safety, thanks to our highly skilled and experienced surgical staff who perform progressive procedures for the knees, hips, shoulders, elbows, and ankles. For more information, go to murrayregional.com/joint replacement. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. Featuring more than 100 performances covering a range of genres and styles, the Nashville Symphony has announced its 2024-25 season. Music director Giancarlo Guerrero will conduct 8 of 15 classical series programs, with the full series featuring seminal works to showcase the virtuosity and versatility of the orchestra's musicians, including Stravinsky's The Firebird, Rachmaninoff's Concerto No. 2 for piano and orchestra, Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, Schubert's Unfinished Symphony No. 8, and Mahler's 5th and 8th Symphonies. In addition to beloved staples of the classical repertoire, he will also give voice to underrepresented composers with works including Carlos Simon's The Block and Fate Now Conquers, Mary Lou Williams' Zodiac Suite, and more. To subscribe, visit NashvilleSymphony.org/season tickets. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM WKRM Radio. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.